Time once again to fill in the blanks. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, fill in the blanks, the feature that highlights news stories we've heard so many times that I'm just going to let all of you fill in the
blanks.
Right, that's how it works. Today's subject, gas prices. It's been revealed once again that gasoline
costs money.
Yes, some experts blame
terrorism.
Some experts blame the higher cost of
drilling.
Talk show hosts blame
Al Gore's heated pool.
But the oil companies explain the real problem is that some of their refineries are down for
maintenance.
Yes, every year at this time, the oil refineries need to be
maintained.
Just when the weather is about to get nice, somebody at the oil company says,
let's maintain the refinery.
And somebody else says,
great idea.
And just like that, gas costs
$3.
Yes, and then, once the refinery is maintained, prices
stay at $3.
Because
of Al Gore's heated pool?
Yeah, that makes as much sense as anything. But luckily, there are
many things you can do.
For example, with gas at $3, experts recommend that you make sure your tires are fully
inflated.
Which means that when gas hits $4, America's biggest problem will be
exploding tires.
Yes, of course, in the future, we'll have cars that
plug in
or use
hydrogen
or run on
fried chicken.
But in the meantime, we're turning to
ethanol,
which is made from
corn,
and which holds the promise of dramatically
increasing the price of corn.
Yes, however, the day is coming when if you buy your corn gas in the jumbo size, you'll get
20% off a Coke.
Right. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.